Hey, live. Hey, folks. Thanks for tuning into the Banff Podcast. I am your host, Mike Lafferty, and today is the latest in the ongoing saga that I have called Rise of the Liberty Legion. Our GM is Alice, also called Lala. Our system is Supers Revised, which you can buy at DriveThruRPG from Hazard Studios. Our players are Aid Smith. How you doing, Aid?
I'm good, thank you.
And you were playing the Green Knight, correct?
Correct.
And second, in my little view screen here, we have Brandon Powers, who is playing Ragnarok and Uplifted Police Dog. Is that correct, Brandon?
That is correct. I am even uplifting. I will lift the criminal's right to justice.
Do it in the voice.
And that wisecracker there is Nick Garb of Apogee Comics, who is playing Mud, who, give me a brief description of your hero, because I played like three games with you, and I'm not quite sure what Mud looks like.
Mud is of...
Fat Harry Dresden. Fat John Constantine. Just like a little bit of fat. Not super fat.
Fat Harry Dresden is literally ex-archer.
Who is Walter Billiard's character, who's a mystical archer and... And missing today, because he's on vacation.
Vacation.
Mud has a slim athletic build, prior military, and he's a time manipulator.
All right, cool. Does he wear a costume or just regular clothes?
He does wear a costume.
Okay, cool. What's it look like?
I'm still working on that, along with a visual representation of when I draw the entire Liberty Legion, now that I've knocked all the rust off my drawing skills.
Cool.
So that poster will be available somewhere.
We're just talking
about time.
We really should get some art for all the characters and release this as a supplement for Supers.
I got a 3-day weekend, which is rare for me, so that's what I will be doing over this weekend, is just drawing, because I worked 10 days in a row, and being stuck on a boat all day, the images were just popping in my head. It was like starting to give me a headache, so I got to get those things out so I don't explode.
I like that with writing. I totally get that, because it starts to give you a headache, literally. Brandon, you are a bad, bad dog. You are not. Where's Ragnarok? I don't see Ragnarok. Mike wasn't here last week. You're supposed to be role playing with the hand puppet, aren't you?
Yeah, where's the hand puppet?
Yeah.
Gotta get some criminals. Bring them to justice.
There we go.
Use them as a chew.
Okay.
Boy.
So last we left the Liberty Legion at the end of session 4, not last week. We had ex-archer teleporting the entire team to an address in the middle of Philly. And, well, the little bit of problem is it seems like ex-archer has the strange complication on his teleport that wasn't divulged to him in the beginning, which is he has a high chance of always losing someone during the teleport, including himself. He's lost Meg, he's lost himself, he's lost... Yeah, we're just gonna...
Thank God he's lost himself, otherwise I'd be next.
It's like flying America West back in the 90s.
TWA, you might end up in the ocean.
So, as you guys all run through the portal, he gets jacked by something and doesn't make it through his own teleport. Cool. We'll deal with that next time.
Strange flex.
Yep.
And we were teleporting from the warehouse where we found the veteran that was undergoing treatment by the doctor, correct?
Yes. By Dr. Hugo Severide.
Someone want to do a quick summary for any listeners who might be joining us for the first time?
Sure. Who's volunteering?
Liberty Legion got into a fight in a hockey rink with somebody who was dosed with some super drug. He became known as Cancer Stick because he quickly mutated with cancerous growth. After that, we started to investigate on what was going on. We found out that there was this place called Mecca, the Multi-Educational Center for Correctional Athletics, that had been prescribed with his rehabilitation. We also got ambushed by some of ex-Archer, who is not here right now's old teammates from his, I guess, super villainous days or something similar to that, the people that trained him.
People don't know. Nobody knows what the deal is.
I know. It's his ex-girlfriend. we dealt with them and are aware that there is a boy band concert that is somehow linked with them coming up. And we have been just investigating, trying to track down where all this Gene I, or Jenny, is coming from. And so that has led us to the doorstep of Dr. Hugo Severide, who is associated with the Multi-Educational Center for Correctional Athletics and also had been helping a lady that we found in a warehouse hooked up to drug machines and sedated. And we have rescued her, but I don't think she thinks that we rescued her. I think that she thinks we're punishing her.
Yep, at the moment. We'll see what happens.
Where is she?
I'm holding. She is currently at the hospital that Nick's character works for. And Nick and and Mud and ex-Archer with their non-heroic identities are watching over her carefully, unobtrusively is my understanding. So, and we will be getting back to that story, but I'm going to make sure Walt's actually here before that point. So, this week, you guys arrive, and I wanted to know, did you guys want to teleport to the front door or the back door? Last time I heard, you guys were teleporting to the backyard.
I like to start at the back door.
Okay. You guys teleport to the backyard, and when you guys arrive...
A point for tangling out with a straight face.
Sorry, what was that like?
Oh, I was just thinking you deserved a point for handling that with a straight face.
Ah.
Brandon,
why don't you take a competency die?
No, I think he was voting for you.
Oh, okay.
The competency die was for you, because...
okay, thank you. Well,
Nick and I were both trying not to say anything off color there, so...
I've learned to...
Luckily, I wasn't drinking coffee. Here.
I apparently also have a much cleaner mind than some of you guys, because certain phrases I say, I don't think in a bad thing, but you guys would turn it into a really bad thing. So we're going to go with that.
Phrasing, Alice, phrasing.
So, you guys arrive in the backyard. You guys are in a typical suburban area. The houses here are pretty much, there's a very small walkway between each house. It's very much cramped. It's Philadelphia. There's not much room to keep growing, so they kind of just compress in. The house seems to be about a 1920s era house. Three stories. It's got an obvious attic. And there is a back porch with a balcony with columns and a fence, waist-high fencing around it to make it look nice.
Okay, and this is where Hugo Weaving lives?
Hugo Severide lives, yes.
Hugo Severide, okay.
I want to know. I give the air a sniff, and I'm looking to smell and see if there's any goofballs or pinks. You know, the Red Devils, barbs, French fries, totem poles, tranks, downers, chill pills.
No, you guys look around. You're not smelling any of that here, but actually, Brandon...
I got a 14.
Okay. You do smell medications in the air, but also looking around, you guys all notice that there seems to be a child-sized slide, one of those plastic slides that has red and yellow and green, really, really bright, very Death small rats. One. There are a few little toys around the backyard along with that slide.
Okay, so Victor Hugo might have some kids. That could be a problem.
Or he could be mentally deranged.
Brandon, you do smell medication in the air, but it's not medications or drugs that you were trained to sniff out, but you do smell that kind of chemical medication in the air.
Is it Jenny?
It is not Jenny, no.
So Hugo Chavez might be on some funny pills, okay.
What would you guys like to do? This is your scene. Take it away.
So, I have learned I need to wait for the others or else we'd bust in every door.
So it's the four of us here?
Mm-hmm. It's the four of you here.
I want to make sure everybody was in scene. And we're coming here to bust this guy because we realize he's behind the plague of Jenny that's hurting so many people in the city.
And people disappearing.
So, Green Knight.
Yellow.
You have a relationship with plants?
Yep.
All right, well, we're in a typical suburban neighborhood. I'm guessing this guy has various trees, shrubs, and grasses around his house.
You guys
clever.
You guys have, your guys are literally standing on grass, and there are certainly ferns and shrubs. There's not much, there's one tree in this backyard, but given that it's, you know, typical suburban in Philly, it's kind of compressed in. So there's one noticeable tree, there's bushes and shrubs.
So maybe he even has, you know, some chrysanthemums inside or something. Could you, is there any way you can interface with the world of the green and try to do some recon? Or is that not how it works?
You've got plant control. It doesn't necessarily, I haven't got speak with plants technically. I've got control plants, vine lash, and then the regeneration, but I haven't actually got anything that can allow me to talk to plants.
Can't you control them to tell you everything bad he's done?
What? And by the way, Brandon, I'm going to keep yours. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go on.
No, please, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think I can literally just make stuff grow fast and kind of wrap it around stuff, but not actually talk to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mud, you're Eric's military. You got any ideas on how we handle this?
Not at the moment.
Guns.
While Nick is thinking.
Rag, what else are you smelling, man?
Well, can the rest of you roll me awareness checks, perception checks, real quick?
Ah, I smell human puppy, plastic. He's got some sort of drugs he's been doing, but they seem like they're street legal.
So, what did everyone roll on their awareness?
Supersonic hearing, subsonic smell.
Your first roll is what I'm keeping, and you already made it.
Well, I got a one.
Oh, you got a one. Okay, you definitely don't.
He
hear
is
this.
Communing with the plants.
He is.
I rolled a 14.
Have the plants been taken good care of here? Are they being abused?
Taking a look.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Nick. Rolled an eight. Nick had a 14.
You rolled an eight. Okay, 14. So Mike, Nick, and Brandon all actually start hearing a little girl's voice calling out. No, I want to go outside, Nancy. And you start hearing crutches coming out. And you see a woman tending to her, coming out, opening the door, saying, okay, we'll go outside. Come on, let's get some air. And coming out of the back door, and in a moment about to be very, very shocked, is a... about 5'6" woman. She is a bit, she has some extra meat on her.
She's thick, like a milkshake.
She's wearing scrubs, and she's helping a young girl out. You'd guess maybe 8 to 10 years old, that has both her arms in crutches with the cuff crutches on her. And the girl is slowly easing her way out of the back. And when they see you, the woman in scrubs immediately steps in front of the young girl and screams. Because...
I wag my tail.
Okay, you wag your tail.
I'm a friendly doggy.
There's a bunch of superheroes doing superhero stuff out in the back.
I produce my official City of Philadelphia Streets Department ID. Ma'am, everything's okay here. We're just evaluating this easement for snow removal purposes come winter.
We're all in costume, right?
Yeah, you guys are all in costume. She looks at all of you and goes, I didn't know it was Halloween, and
would you like a coupon for a free sandwich, ma'am?
Sure. Thanks. What are you doing here, really?
I pull out my Liberty Legion credentials because we're so official like that. I'm like, hi, my name is Mud, kind of like the Primus song. With the Liberty Legion, what happened to you?
What do you mean, what happened to me?
Well, you're on crutches, you have...
No. Oh, you're talking to... 10-year-old girl, the woman
is
in scrubs.
Woman that Mud's into.
I'm into thick girls, what can I say?
Mud is an expert of thick things.
This is the caregiver.
The caregiver. Okay,
that's her supervillain name,
she's
guys.
She's standing in front of the 10-year-old girl protecting her. You know, she's got one arm down and keeping the girl close.
Okay, so the girl's the one that's all on crutches and banged up.
Yes, okay. The girl's in crutches.
Okay, not reacting to the doggy wagging his tail. This okay. girl is evil.
Oh, well, no. The little girl seeing the doggy actually is trying to get around her caregiver and trying to get to the doggy. I want to pet the doggy. I want to pet the doggy. Oh, my gosh. It's a doggy, Nancy. Can I go pet the doggy?
Rag, let her pet you.
I'm wagging my tail. I'm trying to instigate her coming out.
And the caregiver is the one that you is the one that's talking. She seems very uncertain about letting the little girl come out, but she's not wanting to fight with the little girl given the little girl's condition. And so she says, "Just be careful, stay close." And she's coming up with the little girl to make sure the little girl is going to be safe.
Ma'am, you don't have any worries. He's had all of his shots, and he's a trained service dog.
And
I nod
how
my
am
head.
I supposed? I no offense to any of you, but superheroes don't have the best reputation these days. And you just appearing out of nowhere. This doesn't make me feel very comfortable. Maybe I should call the police. And she's reaching for her phone.
Ma'am, you'll notice that coupons for Pat's Kings of Steaks at 1237 East Passyunk Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's the best cheesesteak in town, ma'am. You look like a woman who might enjoy a good cheesesteak. So
Mike, comp die.
Hi, thank you. Thank God.
That was awesome.
You might be familiar with me. I'm probably one of the robots you see plowing your street and drive every winter, man. We mean you no harm. We're just here working a case. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on at the house here with yourself and the little girl?
Mike, did you ever take bribe in the end? Because the way you use that, you really should have the bribe advantage.
I wish I had. I don't have any kind of personal skills other than... Okay.
Did you spend that?
We did get a competency die. You could get wealthy represented by your obscene stack of sandwich coupons.
Yeah, I did give you guys an experience point a while ago, so you could have spent it on that if you'd like.
Sure, let's do that. Let's retroactively say I did that.
Okay, so I'm going to say that you're using your bribe here. Okay. Well, what do you mean what's going on here? I'm taking care of... hold on, one sec. I did have it here. I'm taking care of
Cassie,
my little girl.
Katie, Karina.
No, Madison.
Okay. I'm actually staying quiet.
I'm taking care of Madison. That's my job. I am her caregiver. What are you doing here?
What other patients do you have there in that facility?
Facility? This isn't a facility. This is a home.
Guys, I'm floundering here. Can somebody help me out?
I am trying to be a normal dog at the moment.
Oh, to crap. Looks like Mud's going to have to step up and be charming to the thick girl.
Mud, as I said, you are an expert in everything thick.
Everything from women to milkshakes. Nothing
she seems
really?
To be of Nancy seems to be of mixed ethnicity. She's a bit brown on the skin, and...
Keep going.
All right. We were coming here to bust Hugo Severin.
What has Dr. Severide done?
I'm not saying this in character. I'm just trying to gather my thoughts here. We found a facility where he was injecting people with this illegal drug. Mm-hmm. On that basis, we were coming here to bust in his door and arrest him. Is that that was my understanding. Is that where you guys, same page you guys are on?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm always for busting whoever we're going to go talk to.
Apprehend and question.
So should we just storm the house at this point and look for Dr. Severin? Because I think we've spooked her pretty bad. I'm not sure we're going to make any more progress here.
Well, she's talking. She's a little confused, but she is talking to you guys now. And you guys wanted to give Mud a try, so if you guys would like. It's up to you guys.
Straighten up your time, Mud. This is a spotlight moment for you.
I'm glad you did. I'm going to move around the front of the house while you're talking.
Okay, sounds good. Am I aware of her name, or do I need to introduce myself?
Her name's Nancy. The little girl's been calling her Nancy.
Okay. It's like, hi, Nancy, is it? Can I call you Nancy?
Sure. Yes, it's Nancy.
Yeah. Oh, go on.
So what are you doing here?
We're following up a lead on Dr. Severide. We were kind of hoping if he was around, we could ask him a few questions. But now that I see you, I think I might want to talk to you a little bit more.
Is Dr. Severide in danger? I don't know what Madison would do without him.
Is Madison his daughter?
No, granddaughter.
Granddaughter. Oh, okay.
Her poor girl. Well, he's all that she has left.
She's riding around on Rag at the moment.
Okay.
Yay!
I forgot that we put the riding harness on Ragnarok.
Doggy, 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 doggy! Love, Nancy, doggy!
Ma'am, I understand that, you know, this is probably very scary. You go out in the backyard trying to enjoy some afternoon time, you know. This afternoon, I don't know what time of day it is, so I'm just saying random shit.
it's you know, probably just about 1 p.m., yeah.
Yeah, you know, enjoy some afternoon time. It's a lovely day outside. Wouldn't you agree, Nancy?
It certainly is. And she kind of is maneuvering to make sure she's staying close to Madison.
Okay. It's like, well, I forgot where I was going with this.
Don't worry. The rest of us never knew, so we wouldn't pick up on it.
Internal dialogue, little thought balloons in a comic book. Like, I have no idea where I'm going with
well,
this.
Maybe if you need to speak with Dr. Severide, he's in his office. If he's in danger, you should definitely go and warn him. He's in his office inside. Maddie and I will stay out here.
Okay. Do you want the dog to stay out here too? She really seems to be enjoying Rag. Ragnarok is his name, in case you didn't know.
Yes, 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 please, please. Can doggy stay out here? Rag's such a cute doggy, and she's like going really rough on the petting.
Rag seems to like it rough, so.
And she like puts her arms around the neck and holds him tight as she's riding.
Nancy, that would be great. We don't want to scare Dr. Severide, so if you could just hang out here. He's in his office, you said?
Yeah, up on the second floor.
Okay. Me and my sanitary robot here will go and warn him and tell him everything that's going on.
Affirmative. Okay. Thank you. She steps over to Maddie and goes, "Maddie, don't hold him so tight. You'll hurt him." And so she starts caring for the girl and making certain the girl and the dog are okay. And like I said, she's wearing scrubs. You know, she looks like a day nurse, a caregiver nurse.
Okay.
So you two are going inside?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe Aid's coming with us, right?
Yeah, I wanted to know where Aid was.
I'm going around the front of the house to make sure that nobody came out the front while you were talking.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to go in and let Aid in through the front door.
Sure. Aid, nobody went out while you guys were talking. But as you guys are going through the inside of the house, when you come in from the back door, you guys are in the living room. Mike, I'm going to keep your same awareness check as earlier. You see several photos. Well, everyone sees several photos around the walls and on the mantles and such. This guy seems to have a lot of photos of various people. But Mike, you recognize two of the photos having someone you recognize in it. They are pictures. One is of both of them wearing doctor's coats.
Is this the doctor that made Meg Chloride?
Yes, it is. He is Hugo and Vladimir are basically in a bro hug, leaning into each other, smiling at the camera in lab coats.
Just because every Eastern European doctor just knows each other, huh? Huh?
Nope, no, 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 no.
Hey,
that's more of a culturalist, wouldn't it? Or nationalist?
Another one that you see Vladimir in is one that's sitting on the mantle, and it seems to be a large group picture of family and friends, kind of a party scene, and the two of them are, you know, taking a group shot with everybody else.
So it seems like my dad was involved in this somehow.
Father. Or your dad knows the guy.
Dr. Basileski, what were you into? All right, let's go find Hugo and give him the what for.
Okay. So you guys go upstairs, and office door is slightly ajar. There is a man, you guys can see through the crack, there's a man sitting at his desk, seemingly unaware of anybody coming in. And he seems to be engrossed in a notebook, writing stuff.
Okay.
And it does look to be Hugo.
Who wants to take the lead on this?
Hey, I got a sin guy. You have an intimidate mode on you?
I have an intimidate mode. I am a 6 foot tall robot.
That's intimidating.
Isn't it? All right. I storm in. Okay. Dr. Severin, you have a lot to answer for.
Oh, I will add one more thing. There is a noticeable age difference between Dr. Hugo Severide and your teacher, your creator. Your creator is noticeably older. Okay.
Yeah, he was a Cold War Soviet scientist, so he'd be, if he's still alive, he's in his 90s at this point.
Yeah, he's dead at this point is what I assumed based on the way that it came across. So
why did the doctor from Futurama pop into my head?
because that's pretty close.
So Mag Chloride comes in and Dr. Severide, you have failed the city.
Yeah, kind of.
Jacques.
He looks up and he says, so it has caught up with me. And I assume you are here to fight?
We don't have to fight. I'm just going to take you into custody and you can answer for your crimes.
What crimes? I was doing it to save my granddaughter. Is it not the law of humanity to save those that we love? I was only helping those people. It is unfortunate that some of them did not make it through the process as I had hoped, but when it comes to science, not everything is immediate. But it was my hope to help each and every one of them.
I'm going to lean over and say to Mag Chloride, talk about the road to hell being paved with good intentions, huh?
Yeah, this is true. Hey, Green Knight, you're an academic. You want to do the big capital speech, or should I?
My alter ego is an academic, and Green Knight is not an academic. Green Knight is completely out of his depth.
Hey, Green Knight, you have a British accent. Do you want to do the important speech?
Point at something, it will smash it.
Important speech.
Yeah.
Always comes better from a Brit.
Society of laws. Those people you experimented on had rights. Their humanity wasn't yours to toy with.
They were all volunteers. None of them did I take without their expressed consent. They were all desperate, in need. I was only trying to help them.
But did you have the express written consent of FBI, of the ABC network, and the NFL?
I was gonna say
and its affiliates.
Yes.
I think it's time to cuff him and do the perp walk out front to a black and white.
Which we've not got.
I'm going to pull out my phone and get a hold of
him. I will not go without a fight. My granddaughter's life is at stake. And he will stand up. And you see that his arm is a prosthetic on the right arm. And it starts to change in configuration. There's gears and such, and it starts to spin. And rather than a hand, suddenly he has a blade.
Okay, well, I'm already rolling reaction, so I'm going to go straight. As soon as that comes out,
sounds
goes
good.
Up.
Brandon, can I get that sheet again? Because can you link that to me? Because I don't have it actively.
Sure.
Thank you. We're going to try a little bit different way of handling initiative today, see if we can make it a little more fluid and a little more dynamic. Okay. Brandon made a spreadsheet that automatically will re-roll everyone's reaction as soon as I input some data, and then it will automatically re-roll initiative at the top of every round, so therefore we have a little bit more dynamic contrast in the combat, so you don't always know who's going next and what's going on. We're going to try that today. So if you can get me that link, Brandon.
Back there is the link. It used to be called Rolling Dice. None of this fancy computer crap.
What is... I see. So I need to put...
So you'd probably want to make a copy of it so it's yours.
Oh, sure. I can do that.
Because that's just the general one.
Okay.
Alice, can I roll over my ultrasonic hearing subsonic smell to hear? I will not Gears go without running. A fight.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I will not go without a fight is where.
You will not go quietly into the night.
Yeah.
You're going to survive. You're going to live on.
Sure.
I will survive.
There's going to be plenty of dice rolling aid. We're just going to try this out because this way we can see about trying to do the dynamic.
No, I was just being sarcastic.
Yeah, I totally get that.
It's cool.
Actually, I've known people who have had, like, they've brought these little electronic die rollers since the early 90s, I think, to the table. And
it's not a bad idea because I think even like basic D&D used to be a thing where every round you're supposed to roll initiative every single time.
Yeah.
And obviously that means that between rounds of combat, you slowed it down while everybody rolled their dice to get initiative. And then, yeah, and it does make it so that you know that Fred isn't going second every single time. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, second ed, where you like every spell and action right. had a certain modifier to it. Yo.
Yes.
What's your how many dice do you have for reaction?
Four die reaction.
Four die and Mud. What about you?
I have a four die reaction. Is everything reset from the last game?
The 4th of July game we healed from.
You're all reset from that. Right, Mag, cool. What is your reaction dice?
I rolled a 16, by the way.
I have 3D interaction dice.
Three interaction dice, Green Knight. How many interaction dice do you have?
I've got two.
Two?
Yeah.
A reaction die. Okay. So at that point, it did... Okay, so Rag, you're going to be at the top of the init.
Okay. So to resist my mental hindrance of punish the guilty, I need to make a 10 composure roll, correct? Or
correct.
Willpower?
Yes.
So I'll go ahead and go with willpower. So that I don't just toss this poor cripple girl off on her buttocks.
Okay.
As I hear, I will not go without a fight. I do make the 11 DC on it.
Awesome.
I cock my head back. I'm like, small human, you need to get off me now.
She screams and falls off of you.
I will try and...
I've never heard a dog talk.
I will try and gently set her down as best as I can. And then okay. I'm going to go off to the races. But basically, I'm going to spend my round at least
handling
trying
her.
To
yep.
yeah, get the two of them. And then I'm like, I turn to Nancy, is it? I'm like, get her to safety, big one that smells like bacon.
Okay. And yes, it's Nancy.
That's actually my husband's name.
Mud, your action.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, Mike, what's your... what?
I said that's actually my Eskimo name, but...
one that smells like bacon. I will remember that. Okay. Mud, your action.
Okay. And that's rolling that 4D reaction dice, right?
No. This is just your action. You don't need to worry about your initiative. At the end of every round, Alice is just going to check and see if anybody lost reaction dice. But at this
okay,
point,
so he's got the blade out. We're in danger. We've rolled reaction. Now
It's your initiative.
My initiative roll, which is...
No. You don't need to roll initiative. This is going to take care of that every round for us. We're trying it this way.
All right.
It's going to, therefore, re-roll every round for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to use Hourglass Effect.
Okay.
Because I don't want to get cut.
Okay. And let me go look your Hourglass
Effect. I can unfreeze two, but I can control... I think you have it on your sheet on the... Hourglass Effect, I think it affects up to four.
Okay. Hourglass. So
that is a 4D, so let me roll that. And I rolled a 16.
Okay. Your Hourglass is on your ensnare, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's no utility on it? Yep. You target him, and you don't have anything... So, you rolled a 14?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. He's literally...
Him.
Yeah, I know. You get up to two targets. You shareable... it's shareable two targets. So you can choose two of your party members not to get hit by this, which you have two with you right now, so, yeah.
So
they're not getting hit.
Green Knight and Mag Chloride.
Yep. I am going to use that. You see, basically, his coat opens up a bit, and you can see that there are gears and such like that in his chest area as well.
Do these gears look at all familiar to Meg Chloride?
Meg, you want to roll me a perception check?
Yeah, sure. I can do that.
Sure. So you, I don't remember what you rolled. 17 is what I got. I don't remember what you rolled, Mike. Or not Mike, Nick. Nick,
I rolled a 16.
Okay, so I beat you. So he did not get affected by it. Mike, what was your perception?
8.
8. You do recognize some of that work as the same type of work your creator did.
That is distressing. I wonder what else Dad was into.
A little light bondage, probably.
How well did you know Dad there, Mud?
Don't go into his drawers, Meg Chloride.
No, I just say that about everybody. I wonder what he was into. Probably some light bondage.
So yeah, these gears kind of whir and whirl, and it doesn't seem. And then he doesn't seem to be affected by it. It seems like it's something inside him is literally compensating for your hourglass effect.
Ooh,
Meg Chloride, it is your action.
Okay. Trying to think of the best course of action here. All right, what's the? I guess I blast him. My primary weapon are arm blasters, so
okay.
I will hit him with those. I've got, I want to say, 2D.
Okay.
Arm blasters and
hit him with your best shot.
Wait, I've got 5D in arm blasters. That's definitely my best shot, to quote Mud. So,
cool.
I'll do that 5D, and I'll add my competency die for my cheesy joke earlier. And so,
I'll remember, everybody, we do start. Al starts us with one competency die each.
Yes. So,
okay.
As a house rule, that everyone starts.
Much with. Better than usual here.
Okay.
I've
and
got.
Let's blast see. Him. So 15, he is.
19. 19 plus 9, 28.
He is actually going to simply roll his fortitude on this one. And I'm unlikely to beat you, but I can see how much I soak. Oh! I fail by 2 degrees. Okay. I will take that damage on him. And so you blast him, and it just hits him right in the chest where... And he just kind of reels back. The is it hot or cold right now?
I'm probably trying to not cause a house fire in a crowded subdivision, so I'm okay. Probably cold blasters.
So you can see it kind of just freezing over the area and his arm getting a bit stiff. And Green Knight, it is your action.
Okay, I am just going to put the shield up and charge into him, smash him into the wall.
Okay, smash him.
So I am going to use just a standard... What's normal just attacking done on?
Under aptitudes, you should have a fighting score.
Yeah, I've got a fighting score 3D. And my shield is 3D, so 3D. Yeah, okay, I'll use that. That's cool. Okay.
Can he add his fighting to his power dice?
No.
Okay.
And what would I roll if I hadn't got fighting? What of the four attributes would I roll?
Well,
the aptitudes you never roll for attack.
Yeah,
those
you
are
just
defense.
Roll your power. So you describe how you want to use your power, and that includes, you know, running into something with the shield if you
okay.
want.
Then that's cool. I will do that then. That's
you know,
good.
You can 3D. You can describe, basically, you can say, I'm going to use plant power, and I'm going to ram him with my shield, and then my shield's just going to suddenly grow out in spikes, or vines are going to whip out from my shield as life, you know, as the life of the plants comes and just tries to attack him. And
as so I feel the heart of the cards.
So you okay. can do, you know, describe it that way.
Okay, cool. So yeah, I'll charge. Just basically put the shield up front. Okay. It's a oak leaf and bramble shield, so I'll just basically just smash into him and see if I'm pushing through the wall.
Sure.
So I got a 10.
10.
Which is not great.
He wants to keep that attack, so he's going to use that one. Ten, 14, 17 is what I got. So I definitely make it. And at that point, it is his turn. So you come ramming into him, and he kind of just sidesteps you just a little bit as he uses his arm to kind of come up and block you and parry you off, and you just ram into the wall.
Okay.
And at that point, he goes and reaches a book for a book on the bookcase, and he yanks it off, yanks at it, and it just kind of tilts out, but it doesn't actually, it doesn't fall out.
He has a Scooby secret passage.
Oh, this story's like getting better by the minute.
Brandon, you can roll me another sense check.
Okay. I've got a 10.
You've got a 10. Okay. You smell someone that you guys have already encountered before.
Better not be ex-Archer's ex-girlfriend.
No, no, it's not.
God, what was her name?
Ex-girlfriend.
Well,
you guys never got his name. You guys never got his name.
I named her. It's ex-girlfriend.
No, you smell cancer stick, Brandon. And he is going to go now and do that.
Didn't we have him locked up in a hospital?
Yeah.
In a hospital, huh?
In a hospital. And
like
the
this
last
guy's specialty.
The last news report you guys saw, there was some new bad news being given to the family, but you guys never found out what the bad news was. So he is. He is going to basically use his arm, and he slashes out at the nearest person. That at the moment would be Green Knight.
Oh, thank God. It's usually me.
Nope. So, he is going to take his blade, and you can see basically he takes his other arm and he steadies it, almost like he's trying to actually wield his arm, and he just kind of slashes back and forth at you, wielding it like a blade. I do not want to hurt any of you. Just leave my home. We will leave this place, and you will never see us again. Just let us go. 19 is what I got. Okay. 19.
Can't let you leave, Dr. Formaldehyde.
I got a 17, so.
17. Okay, yeah. So you take one die.
Yeah. Okay, keep. Right, done.
Okay, and that he gets two dice. Okay, Rag, you're up. Your action.
Okay, I am going to go ahead and use my super leap to jump up, breaking through the window,
okay,
into the office that's there, and I'm gonna start barking at the two of them, and I go.
Just roll me a quick strength check. You don't just to make sure that you actually break through the window.
Sure.
Okay.
Reinforced glass. Okay, that's 12. That's 20.
Yep, yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
You get through.
Oh, you're fine, all right.
I'm gonna bark at them and go, "Look at you. You don't even care about your granddaughter's life. Cancer stick is out of control. Don't you know that?" And I'm going to use bark, not bite. Area effect, two targets. Extra effect, one intimidating. Force, not finesse. So five dice on these guys.
Okay.
I'll pop one of my competency dice.
Woo.
And, not a good roll. 11, 14. Oh, hold on. I get one more die. Let me throw that in there. 18. That at least sounds better.
18. Okay. So this is so this was not your giving everyone competency dice. This is just you
I'm trying to bark them into submission, make the doctor realize how whacked out he is by bringing this guy into his home, while also make Gothink really think about his poor life choices to be a cancer stick.
Sure. Well, cancer stick is coming out of the, speaking of which, one of the bookcases, it moved aside, and yes, behind it, kind of slugging himself forward after, and you can see that a lot of what you guys dealt with is still there, but he's shrunken down a little bit, and he's kind of just pulling himself out of that space. I'm going to roll that. I got a 12 on Hugo. What'd you get, Brandon?
18.
18. So he fails. And
that's a failure by 2.
Yep, I caught that. And Cancer Stick got a 19. So he apparently made it.
Okay.
Hugo seems to basically be visibly getting drained and becoming demoralized. I only wanted to help. I'm just trying to make her better. And all these people that are thrown away, they need help. Okay,
I need help, too. I used to be a dog that could just enjoy tracing after a ball. Now look at me. I'm some sort of mutant that speaks your awful language.
He's going to try and get out of there. He's going to barrel past you, Rag, and try and basically get out the window. So, I'm going to basically treat this as an attack on you with his blades as he's trying to just jump past you, creating space for himself. 16.
Okay, can I use my super strength to just basically try and block and stop?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. 16, 22,
29. Okay, you block and stop, and he falls on his butt.
On his tuchus.
Uh-huh. I'm going to say that he straight up falls on his butt. He falls prone backwards.
Love it.
And...
Oh, hold on. I grabbed too many dice. This is a problem with playing with a puppet on your hand.
you can take the puppet off when you roll, man.
I do sometimes, but, you know. All right, that's a much worse roll, but it's a 19. All the dice were high on the other one.
The probability was high.
Okay. What's the roll this time?
19.
You still beat him. He doesn't fall on his butt because he didn't fail by as much, but you stop him in his tracks. And he's there, and he's just basically got his arms up in a fighting stance, ready to fight. But he looks visibly demoralized. And, Mud, it is your action.
Okay. Demoralized. Cancer Stick, he's still in play, fighting, or whatever?
Yeah, Cancer Stick is coming and just joining this fight.
Okay.
He just came out of a side, the bookcase moved, and he comes out of a side passage from behind it.
Charging like a bull in a china shop.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to use G-Force and use the gravitation, increase his gravitational effect on him and make him very heavy and unable to move.
Okay.
And that is a 4D, and I'm on the wrong screen. Here we go. And I rolled a 14.
You rolled a 14.
Probably going to get beat.
He is going to use his super strength and power through that. Oh, yeah. He beats you.
Jesus.
He beats you, buddy.
I need to get real dice.
Okay.
I'm like, now, I'm 0 for 3 right now. I'm worthless. I am disappointed on the team.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. But I got us into the house, so that's a win.
That was I wasn't getting anywhere with that, so kudos.
Because I'm a smooth
man. Well, you scared the woman and, like, and so, you know, and you're like, okay, yeah, I give up. I scared the woman. I give up.
Yeah, I scare her with sandwiches. That always works in this town. People in Philadelphia love sandwiches.
Oh, no, that's the only reason you guys got the second chance, because she's like, okay, and I gave you a comp die for that. She's like, okay, and you were talking her down. That's why you had a second chance, because you were definitely talking her down. I was role-playing that she was coming down from her freak out.
The sandwich gag has worked so many times.
Yeah, I know. The sandwich gag stopped her from calling the cops.
Honestly, I should probably have sandwiches as a superpower on this.
I was thinking that too.
Be like Bender and just open up your chest and just cheese sticks come flying out.
Mind control sandwiches.
You would get along really well with my old game.
Which old game, Brandon?
Aces.
Okay.
Sandwich.
Yep, sandwich. So Mud, he just resists, and I actually rolled the wrong thing, but actually the same dice. So yeah, he made it. He just resisted. He just basically stands there and he's like, I am athletic. I'm going to beat this. And now it's his turn. Okay, let's have some fun now.
No, this is not fun. This is never fun when this happens.
Well, now we have the... he is going to... Well, Mud, you went and interposed and got in his way. So, Mud, he is going to reach out.
I thought Mud was using a ranged power.
Oh, yeah, you were. Yeah. On G-Force, you were.
Green Knight is the closest Green Knight, one you would be the to closest. Him, I believe.
So, Green Knight, he is going to touch you, and you can literally feel your life force getting sucked out. Oh, wow.
Wait a second. Didn't Green Knight get knocked back last time he was attacked?
No, he did not. Green Knight, you only have to defend against a 7.
I was expecting like a 37 or something. You only need a 37.
Okay. 1, 1, 2, 3 is what I rolled.
37?
I can actually do that, but I got a 9.
You can feel something trying to suck the life force out of you, but I guess being part plant, it didn't quite work the way that it... Ooh, okay. So, Mag, you're up.
Okay, I'm rolling the 5D for the hand blasters, and I'm burning my last competency die. Rolling a total of 66, and I got a 26. Two good rolls in a row.
On Hugo?
On Hugo. Oh, wait a second. Hang on one second. Hugo has left the building?
No, Hugo has not left the building. Ragnarok stopped him from leaving the building. He tried, Hugo, but Ragnarok just stopped him in his tracks. So,
okay, I don't want to equivocate too much. Let's just go with my primary target. Let's go with Hugo. Another ice blast.
You ice blast him in the back this time, and he just slumps to the ground.
Is he like fully mummified in ice? Are we good to like?
Yeah, he's fully mummified in ice at this point.
Okay.
And he looks very, very sad and demoralized at the same time. Okay. Well, now you guys just have Cancer Stick. Green Knight, you're up.
Okay, so I will return the favor and smash your sword. And we've got 19.
Okay, you see he just kind of looks at you and, you might not have been around, but this guy, he looks like a big athletic dude, but with literally like cancerous tumors growing out of his neck and his body, like as if regeneration got so out of control, it started building cells on his body that he shouldn't have. And so he got lumps all over him and he's just growing bigger from it.
Okay.
Okay. And what'd you roll?
19.
I failed by 1. He did not absorb it.
There's a good picture for him.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, that's actually pretty decent, except not with that kind of armor. Okay.
Come on, he plays hockey.
Yeah, he does. I guess that's true.
He's a hockey player.
So, Mud, your action now.
Oh, crap.
Wow. Cancer Stick's having a very different situation this time. Last time he was just...
Ooh. Is this a new round, Alice?
Yes, it is. Okay. It is a new round. Sorry, I should call that out because it changes what you guys can use. So this is top of the round, new round.
Okay, so I can bring out Hourglass Effect and hopefully it has some effect this time?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to use Hourglass Effect to stop him so we can apprehend. Hey, where's Severide? Is he bounced yet? He's already left.
He's bounced on his butt by Mag Chloride.
He's unconscious.
Okay.
Mag Chloride just shot him in the back and entombed him in ice.
Oh, so awesome. Okay. I rolled a 15 for Hourglass Effect.
Okay. He is just going to use that, and he is going to power through.
Is there any way I can help out Mud?
Do you still have a competency die? Competency
I do
die?
Not.
Okay. Because normally what you do right now is use a competency die to interrupt and use it. I'm going to let you basically lose your turn and do something, though. Sure.
Well,
you'd be spending your turn to help him instead.
Wait, yeah. I have two competency die. Can I throw those on this?
You can throw it before you roll, yes.
Oh, crap. Okay, I'll wait till the next round then.
And right. Normally, you know, if you're trying to jump ahead and give him the... But yeah, go ahead and help him, Mike. Go for it.
How do you assist in this game? What should I roll?
So
come
what
up with
do
a superhero physics way of assisting Mud and slowing down time on this guy.
Basically, you basically tell me what kind of power you're using and what you're doing to do it, and then you make a power roll. And instead of doing damage, every 6 points gives him a competency die to add to his current attack.
I really wish we had like a Fabian Cortez type character to amp me up.
Can I try to modify my power to shoot it into his power? I know that sounds retarded, but.
So you want to so the image that I have for this comic panel is you shoot your ice beams up into the air in this room, and he's using his little his globe. You're using a G-force, right? Wait, which one are you using?
G-force, yeah. No, not okay. G-force, sorry, Hourglass.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, cold slows down and Hourglass slows down was my thought.
So you shoot it up into the air, and he builds this globe of purple, and your ice just kind of encases over the purple, and that cold just kind of suffuses in on this guy. Sure. You guys all feel a little cold, though. And
one of us is going to have to resist this.
Yes. So you need to tell me which two you're sharing against, Nick.
The ones that I'm choosing to take out of the hourglass effect.
Yes, who are you protecting from the hourglass effect?
Mag Chloride and Green Knight.
Okay, Rag's going to have to take it. So Mike, why don't you roll your power for your ice blast and tell me what number you got?
14.
14, that gives him two dice because you gave him two sixes. So Nick, add two dice to what you rolled before and give me the total including the old number.
Okay, so 15. So I'm rolling... Six
two
dice?
More dice.
Or just two more. Just two
D6. Just two more. Yeah.
Okay. So
you six. Just keep your old number and add the two more for me.
22. So new number is 7, added on to the 15. So 22.
22. Brandon, you have to resist a 22. I have to resist a 22.
All right. So this is fortitude is not an appropriate resist on this one, or is it?
It is.
Okay.
He did not buy it otherwise.
I didn't know. I mean, is it an ensnare?
Let me double check his character.
Hourglass is, it's an ensnare.
Yeah, Hourglass is an ensnare. Sorry, I need to remember, learn his powers. So yes, it's an ensnare, so fortitude is not an appropriate one.
Because armor and fortitude are usually not considered viable defenses.
Yep. But, so, I do have something I can use on him.
I will go with my reaction, I guess.
And he does make a 22. You set the DC.
I make 6.
Okay. Wait. He makes a 23. So I don't even need to worry about who set the DC. You got a 26, Brandon?
No, I make 6.
You make 6. Ooh. So
failure by 3.
By 3.
So yeah. That brings my reaction down to 1 die at the end of the round. Go ahead and adjust that. Don't do it before. We'll reroll the inits.
Yeah, I know. You said it's 1 die after that?
Yeah, I'll be down at 1 die.
Okay. Ooh. You guys see this energy that you the two of you combine, you guys just kind of see him absorbing it into his body, and it's almost like the ice itself is starting to like bulk him or something.
Oh, that's maybe not good.
And he actually seems to suddenly feel a bit better as he cranks his neck from side to side and gives a smile. And Brandon, but on the other hand, Ragnarok, you see kind of just like a slow down and cold, so cold. Okay.
Sorry, buddy.
Rag, it is your action right now, though, because you don't lose the reaction. Oh, you don't lose the, your current.
Yeah, it's at the
end of round.
Start of the
so,
round.
So, it is your action now.
All right, I am going to come in, I'm going to bark out at them. Okay. This guy's really dangerous. Mag's immune to him. Everybody else should try and set up some sort of cordon, make certain the girl's safe, and get everybody out of the neighborhood. I'm going to super strength full attack competency die.
Okay. Oh boy. Let's
and I'm passing it to the puppy to roll my dice for me.
Okay.
Alright, that has some decent success on it.
Cool. He doesn't have as much, he isn't doing as well as he did last time you guys fought him, I will tell you that.
That is a 26 as I come and just plow into him with my super strength.
Go, okay. Red, go!
He's going to fortitude up on this and see if he makes it. 6 plus 6 is 12, plus 5 is 17, plus 2, plus 4 is 21, plus 2 is 23. What'd you get?
26, so failure by 1.
Failed by 1. So he lost a fortitude.
And the way I figured that I was like literally charging into him when all of a sudden the cold snap went off, and that's the reason that I was in there getting nailed by it.
And you see like the, you see a cold-nosed doggy getting stuck for just a moment. And you guys kind of see Rag just kind of stuck in midair as ice kind of forms around him a bit. And Rag's just trying to shake it off. Okay.
Shake it off. Shake it off.
Shake it off, Rag. Shake it off. Mag Chloride, it is your action.
I don't get an action. I spent mine to...
Oh, yes, you did. You to line up and group up, which worked really well, actually.
Magma, team up.
I made it by, yep, okay. Cancer.
It worked really well. He saved and I took full. That's working really well. I question your definition of teamwork there, Alice.
I'm just kidding. Hold on. Nick, I have a question. Are you a Swiftie?
Whoa, what does that mean?
Brandon, would you like to enlighten him while a Cancer Stick decides what to do with you guys?
That's just somebody who listens to Taylor Swift is a fan of theirs, so.
Yes.
Me too,
okay.
Man.
Brandon is
and also, now. I'm a fan of It's Britney, bitch.
We already got that impression on this podcast.
He is going to...
Yeah, I just want to remind all the fans at home that, yeah, I listen to Britney.
Brandon,
don't judge me. Also listen
he's
to
got
Britney.
You right there. And so he's just going to grab you. And you can just feel as he's grabbing you and trying to toss you aside, his hand touching you, you can feel the life draining out of you. Or maybe not. We'll see how it rolls.
Oh, God, if we let Rag die, X-Archer's going to be pissed.
13.
I am just going to try and endure with my fortitude. My fortitudinous tude.
Is he still feeling the effects of the hourglass?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He took two dice in reaction.
I took three dice in reaction.
Three dice, sorry. You're down to one die in reaction, yes.
Yeah. I have 14, 17, 19.
You make it. The life kind of starts draining off of you, and then you feel it kind of coming back to you. Maybe, guys, maybe whatever Dr. Severide was doing for him actually was taking away his power. He seems a lot weaker this time than the last time you fought him. Okay.
I just thought maybe because we were kicking his ass, but...
Green Knight.
Okay, I am going to use my Vinash power to see if I can actually wrap him up and hold him in place so somebody else can punch him in the face.
Okay, sure. Go for it.
That's 4D for my Vinash stretching power.
Okay.
12.
12. He makes it. And you kind of just feel the kinetic energy coming off that vine wrap to just kind of get soaked into him. And your vines just kind of feel like they're going limp.
Okay.
And they fall to the ground. And you can see that that kinetic energy seems to have getting gone into his body. And he just kind of, you know, it seems like basically every time that's happening, he just kind of wakes up a little bit more, rolls his shoulders, kind of flexes a little bit, trying to stretch out a little bit more as he's starting to grow again.
Oh, crap.
You can see the cancerous bulbs of flesh just kind of growing more.
How did you beat him last time? Because I'm stuck.
I barked him into submission, and X-Archer cast illusions of me barking him into submission.
You guys have wounded him. You guys wounded him this time already.
Basically, Brandon insulted him grievously, and then X-Archer uses magic to amplify the volume and repetitiveness of the insult, and we hurt his feelings so bad he stopped.
Okay. Well, Rag, you are down to one die.
Yep.
And so let's go. Matt Chloride, your action.
I didn't get an action because I helped Mudless.
This is your new. This is the new round. Top of the round.
All right. Hugo Weaving is out of the game as well.
Yep. Yes. Hugo Severide is out.
Okay.
You just made me snort laugh, Mike.
Sorry.
You keep changing the name.
I love it.
So Hugo Chavez has been incapacitated, and now a cancer stick is beating us up again. And so far, it looks like every energy attack against him kind of gets absorbed and makes him stronger. And basically what I have is energy attacks. So shooting him seems like a bad idea. So I
if
will
brute force isn't working, you're just not using enough of it, Mag.
Well, he can only use absorption once per round. So if
but
you, guys
you are the first action of the round, so.
And you're the first action of the round, so if you blast him, he absorbs it. The next person who blasts him won't get absorbed.
There's got to be a smarter way to do this, right?
Yeah, there is.
We got to figure that out.
I've got an area effect 2D on my arm blasters. So is that a total of 7D if I'm, say, shooting the floor out? Because we're in upstairs, right?
Yes, you are on the second floor.
So would I get 7D, 5D for the power, plus 2D of the area effect extra to shoot out the floor from his feet?
So are you asking about split action?
No, I've got area effect 2D.
So that's you can affect
that's
two targets.
Two targets.
Okay, so split action is similar but different, and extra knockback is just if I'm trying to extra knockback.
Knock them back, yep. Split action is different because split action, you literally split the dice in your pool. So if you've got a four die power, you do two dice and two dice on each target.
No. Split action is every time, so if you're going to take two actions on a five die power, you get a four die and a four die. Now you can use both those for attacks on different people. Or you can attack now and defend later with it.
Okay, well, I tell you what, nothing kills a momentum in a fight like arguing, like trying to figure out rules. So I will just master attack on his face. And
okay.
I'm rolling strangely well this game. I don't know why. I'm just using random.org.
Okay. What's your roll?
Not even the WotC die roller?
No. I just random.org. I got three sixes and a five and a three for a total of, that's 26 plus eight. So, no, sorry, 18 plus eight. So 26.
Well, in the comic panel, you see Mag just kind of and just kind of charge up for this big overload of a blast. And it seems to really catch Cancer Stick off guard as she goes, oh, and you see the ice literally burn into him this time. He's going to be losing an arm probably as he goes, it just hits him right in the chest, right near the arm, and you can just see it just necrifying with cold.
Ooh.
Because, all right, yeah.
That's a cool villain name, Necrify.
Yeah, well, I need to, so I'm going to take it in some reaction. He failed by four dice, by the way.
Ooh. Epic fail.
Wow, Mike, what the heck did you do to this guy? Failed by four dice on his first roll?
I rolled four ones.
Your ass got knocked out, son.
That's what they call frostbite.
Wait, well, I'm sorry. Did you say you have a total of 18, or did you have more than... Because I got 4.
Yeah, I had 3 sixes, a 5, and a 3.
Okay, so I did fail by 4 degrees.
26.
Yeah.
Yep, so, failed by 4 degrees.
I went to art school. Don't even ask me to math right now.
So
that's 3 degrees, else.
Oh, that's only 3? Oh, yeah. My bad. Okay, well, then I will take
as far
that
as I'm seeing. So 26, 2014. No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah,
sorry.
I failed by 4 degrees. I rolled 4 ones. Dice don't like me this morning. Likes you guys. Mag, you see that, you, like, he's probably going to lose an arm with how well you just overloaded that. You're like, pump, pump, pump. I need to hit him really, really hard, guys. Let's go. Boom. And, yeah.
Let's go. Hit. Boom.
Brandon. Oh, not you. Mud, your action.
Okay, is Rag still under the effects of Hourglass?
I am, yeah. For the rest of this and maybe longer, basically.
Rest of the scene, at least.
Because I'm going to use free time, which removes that effect from you.
Well, no, it's... let me go check what your character does on free
That's
time.
That's the imbue.
Okay, so you're going to give him some dice back.
Yes.
So go ahead and roll it, see how many dice you're passing on to me.
Well, he Let's has roll. Unreliable on it, so he needs to see if that even goes off.
All right. Do I need to roll anything first before I roll free time?
Yes, you have to roll unreliable, which you have 2 of 6. So I believe you have to roll 2d6, and if either of them come up ones, it didn't go off.
Okay. No, it's just if a die comes up on a 2 or a 1.
2 or a 1, okay.
Okay, it's an 8, a 5, and a 3. Those were the 2 dice, rolled 5 and a 3, for a total of
5 and 3, you're fine on that. It goes off, so now roll your actual power on him.
Okay, awesome. Hold on, Raggett. I rolled a 10. Womp womp.
So, Brandon, you get 1 die.
Okay. Are you determining that to be healing in this instance, or is that an imbue?
It's an imbue.
Okay.
But you get a reaction die back, so I'll pop your reaction up to 2 if that's what you're choosing is reaction. Okay.
Yeah, that's, I think, what he's imbuing. He
yes, that is. That's true. He imbues you help with reaction back. So I will put you back up to 2 dice on the next round. As you feel him freeing you from that effect a little bit. Cancer Stick. Oh, boy. He is not doing as well as he was last time. Can still do that, though. He's going to try and absorb someone something because he really needs some life here. So, he's going to grab onto Doggy. Doggy's still there.
So he's in control of his powers this time, huh?
Yes, he is.
Interesting.
He also is short one power, that the power that really ate you guys last time. He's short that power now.
What power was that? I got my ass kicked so bad, I don't even remember.
Damage no, you weren't aura. Even in that
fight. No, you
fight.
Weren't there.
Oh, well then, that's why I don't remember.
16, 19, Brandon.
Okay, this is a new round, so I can still use Fortitude to resist him, as I am a fortuitous doggy.
You guys hear him, like, grunting and, like, he's got this gravelly grunt that he's this time, and he's talking a little bit, but it's hard to make out. But sometimes you guys can kind of hear him trying to say, doctor, you know, must protect, kind of, but it's not quite as sensical as what I'm saying. What'd you get, Brandon?
23.
You beat me.
No, that's going to happen on my round.
Very funny. You saved. Ragnarok, it's your turn now.
Oh, wow. Green Knight didn't roll better than me?
No, Green Knight rolled a 5, you rolled a 6.
Wow. All right.
And you got 1 die.
All right. Using my academia, I'm going to look up at him and I'm like, you really are a Frankenstein's monster. And I am going to go ahead... And I'm going to just try and... Well, no, I don't want him on the ground floor because that's going to put him closer to other people. I'm going to go with my Bark Not Bite on him again. You really are a Frankenstein's monster. Once you were a hero to the people of Philadelphia, now you're nothing but a freak. Goth ain't got it. Goth ain't got it. And full attack.
Okay, full attack.
19, 22, 23.
Okay, he is going to make a will. He's going to roll a will on that. Hey, I got 5, 10, 10, 19. I failed by one.
One die.
Yep. One die to his will. Okay. He doesn't seem quite as affected by the same taunt as he was last time. Green Knight, your action.
Okay, I have absolutely no idea.
Well, you saw that last blast hit him, and it just really took a chunk out of him. So, you know, maybe this time your thing will work. Who knows?
I will try my sword attack, standard sword attack, 4D. See what it does. Not great again. 12 again. Not good.
You got 12.
12.
Okay. He's used that and that. So, he is going to use... I guess he uses that. Wow. He basically tries to basically dodge back and forth and weave under your blade. Oh my gosh. I rolled a 4.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
Oh, good.
What'd you get?
12.
Okay. So, I failed by 2 degrees.
What?
Yeah, if it's is it 4 points?
Yeah, okay, yeah. I don't know why I'm trying to make it full, like it's an imbue or a healing or something in my mind today.
I don't know, but
my mind is gone apparently.
Yeah.
Where is my mind?
He looks like he is slowed down and run down, like he is not doing so hot. Okay. We are going into a new round. Mud, you're up first.
I've got 2 dice of reaction for the round.
I already put it in for you.
Okay. Cancer Stick, he's still moving around, or we finally put this guy down for good?
Oh, no, he's still up. He's just slowed down and weak, and his whole entire right side is kind of just slumped downwards as he's just kind of slugging it forward and limping. As it's been, like, encased and... necrified with ice.
Okay, let's try and slow him down even more with G-force. So I'm going to increase his gravitational pull.
Okay.
And, excuse me, didn't mean to cough in everybody's ear, and that is a 4D, and I rolled an 11.
Womp, you rolled womp. An 11, okay.
Should be easy to beat.
Yeah, this time let's see if I can get some of my health back. Let's see here. Ten.
Holy crap.
I think she's fudging dice, guys.
No.
She felt sorry for me? She's helped me out?
Yeah.
No, trust me. I really wanted this fight to be a bit more epic. I rolled a 1-3-3-3. That's 9 plus 1 is 10. I really wanted this fight to be a little more epic than it has.
Last night when I was running for Aldo, I had to switch dice out because they just kept rolling sixes. I'm like, I'm going to destroy you guys if I keep this set.
Okay, he's going to take it there. He's still kicking, though. He's still kicking. He's still going. I still have a chance of coming back. He still thinks he can come back from this.
The Great White Hype.
Yes, the Great White. Green Knight, your action.
That was my nickname in college.
Wow.
Well, is Green Knight going to follow through with the fact that he has been the closer each time?
That was the 4th of July celebration.
Yeah. So I will go with an extra D on my... I'll use my competency die, so you will use 5 Ds to the 4 D.
Okay.
And split attack two again. I forgot that gives you one extra dice, but you don't get what?
So,
split attack allows you to attack two different people without risking area effect of catching innocence and such.
But okay. You do reduce the number of dice you're using per split.
Okay, that's what. And what's full? Did you say there's a full attack where you can...
Full attack, you get an extra die, but you can only use your defenses to defend your resistances.
So your resistances, compose your fortitude, reaction, and will.
That's fine. I'll do it anyway, so I'll do the full attack as well. Okay, so that's 60. Okay, that's more like it. 12, 8, 14, 18, 23, 27.
Okay.
That sounds like a good closer attack.
Yeah,
sure does.
I literally can't get high enough to not be in a situation. Okay. You cleave into him and you see his chest just kind of cleave open, and the flesh in there just does not look right. It does not look human at all anymore in there.
That does not look right. That doesn't even look human.
And he just slumps. Weird stuff. He just slumps to the ground.
Oh.
But like you.
Medic!
I ain't healing this guy.
As you slice into him, you see that his rib cage basically looks like they're the bones are growing and knit together, kind of like an actual just a plating instead of rib cage.
Okay.
And he's not dead, but your blade did slice into him, so pretty hard. So he is definitely unconscious.
I think you got the point. Finally.
Womp womp.
Womp womp.
Doo doo.
Yeah. I think Brandon likes to play with the camera.
Well, so, you know, I thought that was actually appropriate for him.
It was. So, dun, 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 dun. You guys
have
two unconscious bad guys in front of you. And you have a little girl downstairs who doesn't know that you just beat up her grandfather, but she saw a doggy fly up into the window.
Talking dog.
If only ex-Archer talking was dog. Here, we could escape through a portal and no one would even know.
Yep. So, how are you guys dealing with this? Liberty Legion Rise.
My secret. I already talked in front of the kid. She's got a clue that I'm not just a normal dog.
Because you spoke English in front of her, yeah. Let's call whoever handles superpowered criminals in Philadelphia. Get them down here with the super paddy wagon.
Isn't that okay. us?
That's you guys, basically.
Well, okay, but I mean, isn't there someone we call who's, say, got power inhibiting manacles and puts them in the back of a reinforced armored car and drives them to Blackgate Prison or whatever?
Oh, you mean Ted. Ted's a great guy.
So, yes, you guys do have people like that, that, you know, they put power inhibitors on and such like that. So, you guys can call them up and get these two powered down.
I think we should do that.
Okay.
I'm in agreement.
One thing you will note, though, Hugo is not super powered in the, you know, in the magical sense, but he is powered in the fact that he is part cyborg.
He's enhanced.
He's enhanced. He's a cyborg. So he's more like you just disassemble pieces off of him.
So do you mean we should call the streets department to pick him up instead?
No. Guy.
I suggest we call sanitation.
But yes, you guys can call to have them taken away. Now, and you guys have the little girl left and Nancy at this point, who the little girl is freaking out. Grandpa, Grandpa! And she is running after, because right now, while they are, you know, power inhibited and all, they are in need of medical attention, so there is medical assistance here. And she is running. Well, she can't really run, but she's hobbling over in her crutches. Grandpa, Grandpa, what those mean people do to Grandpa?
Your grandfather was into some freaky stuff, kid.
That's a talking dog.
Yes, that's a talking dog.
He's gonna suffer his duly appointed justice.
Am I correct in thinking that Green Knight might be the most normal one of us.
Mud,
can you empathize with the little girl?
Yeah, I can use the medic power.
Unless Green Knight wants to change back to Dr. Davis.
Nope. I'll stay.
Nope, Mud's got this.
Stay ready to fight just in case.
Okay, so yeah, I'm going to use the medic power and try and calm her down.
Okay.
Which is probably the best thing, because I don't know how to talk to children. My character doesn't anyway. It's like, oh, get away from me, tiny human. I'm going to roll a 7, so it's probably not going
to
work.
Well, I have a question, though. You guys need to figure out a way to let her touch you, because your medic power is a healing effect, which means that you need it to be contact. So how are you touching her? With an unconscious victim on a bed.
appropriately.
That is always the answer. That is always the answer.
With an unconscious victim in a bed, you can make physical contact without resistance. This girl does not want you anywhere near her. And Nancy doesn't want you anywhere near either of them.
Mud moves faster than the cripple girl.
Yeah, but does she Nancy will try and fight you off.
I try to give her another sandwich coupon.
Why don't you role play that, Meg? Like, how do you want to calm her down?
I was just making a joke. I'm a really bad choice character wise for calming anyone.
I'm gonna reason
human,
with her.
Human, I do not understand. Why do you cry your tears?
Give me your tears, woman. They lubricate my joints.
Okay.
I'm gonna try and reason with Nancy. Nancy, I have powers, and one of those powers is the ability to heal. I don't know how much I can heal on, what's the girl's name? Madison?
Madison.
I don't know what I can actually heal with Madison because her injuries seem a little bit beyond my scope, but
they're not injuries. No, that's what she tells you. She says, they're not injuries.
Well, then what are they?
Well, your guess is as good as any 5 billion doctors that have tried to heal her.
All right.
Nobody seems to want to actually do anything that actually can help her. They keep telling her it's this or that or the other thing, and nothing's ever helped. And now you kill her only hope?
Not quite. Let me try. Let me try my power and see if that helps.
I'm going to make you make a presence, because you did just... It's kind of a traumatizing situation. You're going to have a presence roll with me.
I'm actually jumping in with that kill her only hope. Let me get in character. Ah!
There we go.
Kill her only hope. That guy was doing bad things to people. Look at that guy. That cancer stick. He used to be semi-normal hockey player that punched people for lots of money. Now what's he going to be? A circus freak. Did you want that for your Madison?
Okay. You can assist on the presence. Tell me how many dice you give him.
I am Bark not biting her into submission.
Yeah.
What do I use for that, for the presence?
Presence is an actual skill. It's an actual aptitude. So if you don't have any dice by normally, you have to only one die.
21. Okay.
Can I use my 2 competency die with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to roll 3d6, and I rolled a 10.
Okay.
I've got a 21 to just beat her into submission on it.
Between the two of you, she definitely seems taken aback, and she kind of, makes herself a little smaller. She's very intimidated and very upset at the situation. You can see that she's basically crying, on the verge of tears, but she's trying to stay strong for Madison. I don't know that she's going to want you to go anywhere near her after what just happened. Her grandfather's all that that she had left. Now she has to go into foster care. And
I have a feeling Mud's going to adopt a little girl at the end of this.
Maybe. I'll Madison, come here, Maddie, come here. And you guys are going to have to try and talk the girl into letting you put hands on her now. Because she's not going to force a little girl to let you put hands on her.
No, and I'm not going to use hourglass effect.
No. Not going to hurt her to do that.
No. Okay.
I can just see Mag in this scene. He's going around giving cheesesteaks to all the first responders. Here's a cheesesteak coupon. Here's a cheesesteak coupon.
Would you like a cheesesteak? Here you go.
Is that what you're doing, Mag?
I understand you humans occasionally need to ingest biological matter so you can later excrete biological matter. Here, this can help you do that.
Do you want to know the probability of its deliciousness? It's high. Really high.
Nice.
And 8 just going, where's the fight?
That joke's never going to get old.
Another fight's coming.
Oh, crap. Another fight.
Keep telling yourself that, Nick.
Harumph.
Okay, so.
Okay.
Doggy and Weird Guy, what are you two doing?
Doggy and Weird Guy. Who's Weird Guy? Is that me now?
Yes, Weird Guy is you now.
Oh, God. That ain't going away anytime soon. All right, so we've convinced Nancy to let me try. We got to convince Madison to let me make contact.
Hey, kid, why don't your legs work? I come up with my tail wagging as I say it.
Right. Rag, man.
She's really scared.
She's already freaked out at the fact that there's a talking giant dog. Let me try something here. Hey, Maddie? I call you Maddie, right?
Yeah. Are you the one that hurt Grandpa?
Yes. I didn't want to. But yeah. See, I have... What he was doing to you has really bad side effects. You know what side effects are?
Yeah, the bad things that happen when I take prednisone and all those bad medicines of people. Brandon, I'm sorry.
You're horrible.
I was going to bring it a little simpler, like, you know.
I was trying to keep a straight face until you laughed, Brandon.
I was going to go a little simpler, like, you know, when you eat ice cream too fast and you get a brain freeze, that kind of side effect. But yeah, sure, prednisone. Let's go with that. Whose kid is this?
A kid that's been on prednisone.
Gee whiz. Okay. All right. I have
Nick,
special...
You know what prednisone is, Nick?
I have no clue.
Oh, okay.
It's a steroid?
It's the devil's Tic Tac.
It's the devil's Tic Tac. That's the medication nickname because it is... We'll talk about it another day. But anyways. Okay. But yeah, all the bad things that happened to me when the doctors give me medicine and... Grandpa was going to fix me so I wouldn't have to take medicine anymore.
All right. Well, this is a shot in the dark, kid. And I ain't going to lie to you. It may not work, but I have healing powers. I can manipulate time and I can also heal. And before this, I used to heal people for a living. So if it's okay with you, I want to try to help.
Are you going to help Grandpa so that I can so that he can come home too after you help me?
I'm going to try. We're going to try, but no promises. He's done some pretty bad things, your grandpa. And he has to.
He says he only helps people.
Well, sometimes
careful,
when you're
Officer
helping,
Reynolds,
you're hurting people.
That guy's got a buzzsaw for an arm.
Yeah, he was really sick after he got hurt, and his teacher, his mentor, said that they'd fix him and gave him a new heart, and he says that that was what he was going to do for me, but not make me look so scary. He was going to fix me like his teacher fixed him, but in a different way.
Oh, Dr. Balasewski, what have you done? How many more are out there?
This definitely can lead to another arc.
Yeah, you know, I kind of want to joke about I grab the girl and throw her to you, but that seems like that isn't the tone going for in this scene.
Cash!
So, Maddie, if it's okay with you, I would like to try it, but you gotta hold my hands.
Okay.
Okay.
She, you know, on her crutches, she reaches her hands out, and you can see if you can help her.
I'm kneeling down in the most non-threatening way. And I'm like, okay, grab him really tight, okay? Grab him as hard as you can.
Is this going to hurt?
I'm not going
to
lie.
I have a look on my face kind of like this. I don't know. I'm trying something new. I'm like, nah, you should be fine.
Okay.
All right, and... Go ahead and
roll.
You
using competency dice beforehand, or?
I think I used I already used my two.
Okay.
So I'm rolling straight 3d6 and sure. 17.
17. You can feel your power going into her, and you know the way that it absorbs into you before it dissipates. You can tell that it is a disease of some sort.
Right.
That. It's her body is literally fighting itself, and it is degenerating her cells.
Okay, so the cure was worse than the disease.
Well, actually, he hadn't given her anything yet.
She's not enhanced at all.
Whatever was
affecting her is
she has no gene eye. She has no nothing. She has just medications that Western medicine has given her to try and fight this off and try and get her better. So you. There's no Brandon does not smell any G9 in her whatsoever. He has not experimented on his own granddaughter.
Not yet, anyway. Thank God we got here in time.
He He wanted to, you know, get the cure, then give it to her. So, but you can feel that her cells are degenerating and her body is literally fighting itself. You can feel that effect leaving her a little bit, and she can, you know, get stronger right now. But you don't think your power, at the way that it works right now, can keep that going. You would have to give her regular.
I'd have to come in regularly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can, you know, regenerate some of her cells right now.
Okay. So that's what I'm doing. I'm doing the best I can with my fairly newly discovered power of, because usually I just use, like, it's localized, heal a bone, heal a cut. Okay. So I'm doing something a little bit more crazy.
So how much are you investing into this with your own body here?
As much as I can.
Okay.
Because it does have a burnout effect, so I am going to burn out eventually.
Yep. Sure. I'm going to make a note of that. You can take some of that drain and damage that's being done to her body. You can just kind of knit it back together. But you can't figure out, with the way that your power works, you're not feeling where that source is. But you can tell that something in her body is fighting itself. Okay. And you can't fix it permanently.
No. So it's a Band-Aid fix for right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Ouch.
How well does it work? Is she walking without crutches now, or is she just
Yeah, afterwards she's actually able to get off her crutches. She feels stronger. She can feel that she's able to move, and she says, "Wow, I do feel better. Thank you for fixing me, making me better." And she's like rubbing her arms because where the crutches were, and she's like playing with her feet trying to figure out, and she's trying to touch around, trying to figure that out. And then she takes off down the block, trying to basically run, and she's able to run. And she's just squealing and happy and laughing. And she's like, "Look, Nancy, look, I'm running." And she's really, really happy.
Okay.
Now, Nancy, just imagine how happy that kid will be if she has a cheesesteak while she walks.
A cheesesteak. I want a cheesesteak now.
That's what you say every week and Meg is here, I'm pretty sure.
That I want a cheesesteak? Yeah, yep. I still have not treated myself to a cheesesteak.
You need a cheesesteak taco.
A cheesesteak taco.
Actually, you know what? That actually sounds pretty good.
Cheesesteak soft taco. Okay.
Cheesesteak taco.
So what are you guys' plans for this at this point?
I'm gonna tell Nancy to, hey, this stuff ain't gonna last forever. It's a Band-Aid fix, so make sure she takes it easy, and I'll come by later when I'm healed up and give her another treatment.
Do you give her a wink as you say, "I'll come by later"? Wink,
you're not feeling too well after this, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sweating profusely. I'm weak, drained. Mm-hmm. I had a little trouble standing up.
You need a caretaker?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Giver, Brandon. We talked about the difference.
Caretaker, caregiver. It's better to give than receive. I don't know.
I don't think he's in the ground yet.
No. Not yet. God, I hope not.
So.
Now I got to create another character.
You put Severide in jail. So you said you were going to try and help bring them back together. Is anybody here actually going to try and do anything like that? Or.
Hang on. Try to bring who back together?
He promised to bring her grandpa back to her. So, or try to bring grandpa back to her.
I promised?
Yeah, she said, "Are you going to bring Grandpa back to me? Are you going to fix him and bring him back to me?" And you said, "I'll try."
Yeah, try.
So I wanted to know if anyone was actually trying.
No, he needs to rot in jail for his crimes.
Okay. I meant like rehabilitate him, and maybe when he pays for his crimes.
Cool, girl's going into foster care. Got it.
But I want to find ex-archer.
I think that the team Liberty Legion can adopt.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to take her into my care.
You guys are going to see about adopting a little 8-year-old girl. Cool.
I never sleep. I have an encyclopedic knowledge of everything. I have an unlimited supply of cheesesteaks. She'll be well cared for.
I would read that comic book, The Adventures of Mag and Maddie.
That's actually a great Mag and Maddie. That's actually a great name for a comic book. So, Mag?
Yes.
did you have any questions that you wanted to, anything you wanted to explore before we close up the storyline? Since there's apparently a few questions up in the air right now, I'm going to give you an opportunity to see about investigating some of it.
I think that might be for another session. Obviously, I want to dig back through my creator's notes and try to see what other shady business he was involved in.
Fantastic. Well, I mean, building you, I mean, that's not exactly on the up and up. To have the ability to build something like you, you know that there's something that had to happen beforehand, right? Come on.
Crazy Soviet science stuff, yeah. But I'll look around all these shady and dusty file cabinets at 1401 John F. Kennedy Boulevard, which is the headquarters of the Philadelphia Streets Department, and see what I can uncover there in the shadowy corners.
Fantastic, because I actually have more storylines planned for you, for your backstory stuff, and that we can definitely explore. And that closes our first storyline of it, which was called Fountain of Youth.
Woohoo!
So,
that was a great game.
Mike, you want to sign us off, and we can talk off-cam?
Sounds good. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Do we have any closing thoughts from any of the players before we wrap it up?
No, that was fun.
I had a great time, Alice. Thanks for running.
You're welcome. I'm glad you guys had fun.
Kudos to our GM for the voices and interesting characters and captivating story.
Yay, thank you.
Hey, any thoughts?
Nope, all good. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks to everyone for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time on the Banff Podcast.
Bye.